This is FM 2.0 with the Don, Dean, Stormy, and the Grizz. Forever music.
And now we got Malachi.
Hey, guys.
Boom.
Hey, how are you, sir?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm great. We're excited to have you. You're debuting a video tonight, or a piece of a video, and I appreciate you for doing that.
Well, I'm honored to be here. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, you know, I could tell you that I was telling Dean and the crew, Grizz and Stormy, that I was blown away by your Moody Blues cover. I'm serious. And Dean hasn't heard it yet, and he loves the Moody Blues.
I do. Yeah. I do.
And I'm like, wait till I play this, because you channel Justin Hayward so well. It's I had goosebumps up and down my arm. I wasn't expecting it when I clicked on it to love it as much as I did.
It was on loop for my lunch hour.
So how did you land on the Moody Blues? Are you a big fan? Did somebody suggest it? I mean, how did we get
here? Thank you. My dad was a big music fan, and so one of my first concerts was going to see the Moody Blues with the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra.
Oh, nice.
And that was kind of like life-changing. You know, you hear and see it shake the rafters, you know, like The Other Side of Life and Tuesday Afternoon and all those great songs. And it just was like, wow. So yeah, that's how I got into the Moody Blues.
Bow is right, man. Not only that, but, and anybody goes to check it out, if you go to his channel on YouTube, you've got a ton of covers that are remarkable. First of all, like your Tom Petty's are amazing. And I even said before I went on and saw it, I was like, dude, you got to do Jackson Browne, and you do. I'm like, you are in the Jackson Browne wheelhouse vocally.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, man. And that's not even getting to your originals, which are incredible. But if you don't mind, can I play a little bit of your Tuesday Afternoon?
I don't mind at all. I was thinking about, when I was going to come on, I thought about just singing it right out of the gate.
Can you?
Yeah.
Will you? Will you do that for us or no?
Well, sure. Yeah.
Why don't you play it live?
Yeah, that would be great.
Oh, man.
Well, I did bring my guitar.
There you go.
Afternoon, I'm just beginning to see, now I'm on my way. It doesn't matter to me, chasing the clouds away. Something calls to are drawing me near. I got to find out why. Those gentle voices I hear explain all inside. Reflections of mine, it's just the kind of day to leave myself behind. So gently swaying through the very land of love. If you'll just come with me and see the beauty of Tuesday afternoon. Tuesday afternoon.
Wow.
Excellent.
Thank you, guys.
Fourth told you, turn. Dean.
Yeah. That was so good.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, impressive. This is the old fart in me coming out. There's so many great songs with, yeah, not just the Moody Blues, a lot of bands from there, but I love seeing them, you know, coming back forward. I mean, I'd love to hear more people, you know, revisiting these tunes. They're great.
Yes, I agree. You know, there's nothing like good old classic rock.
Well, there's something special. See, that song, why it's so great, is it goes from this, you know, sad, like, you delivered that when he elevated that vocal range, which just gives you goosebumps, and then it goes into a rock cadence, upbeat.
Yeah,
that song is so great. It's got all those elements in it. It's just,
I love playing that one, and I love playing A Day in the Life by the Beatles, because it has that same kind of feeling. You know, you kind of go from this sad to this really happy middle part, and just makes you feel good.
You play that live?
Yeah. Yeah.
Holy moly, are you kidding me? You're like, if you go to a show, you're gonna pull out A Day in the Life on guitar?
I'll play A Day in the Life on the guitar. Yeah.
Wow. that's that alone. Because that's not an easy, I mean, that song's all over the place.
It is all over the place.
How do you do that crescendo crashing at the end?
Well, I do kind of this you know, build up on my guitar, and I have a really cool reverb pedal, so I make it sound really huge at the end, and so that big wind up, and then I hit that ending chord, and then it just explodes and goes on forever. You know, it resonates forever. So
you know, my favorite part of that song is when it goes, I get up, I go, I brush a comb across my head. I love that part.
Oh, me too.
When it transcends in that, oh, wow.
You know what I love about it, and this is where, for me, looking back, when I was a teenager in the 80s, I listened to a lot of the contemporary music at that time, but I also felt as connected to artists like Buddy Holly as I did to, you know, Bon Jovi and Def Leppard. I didn't look at them as, they were older, but I never had this thought in my mind that they were completely, you know, different generation, you know, totally different world. They were still very relevant. And sometimes I do worry and wonder if a lot of the musicians over the last 20 years have had that same connection with the artists that are decades further back. And it makes me happy when I see that connection is still there. It's not a novelty. It's just, it's great music. There's all types of great music over all generations that you can always learn from and pull from.
Absolutely. So I grew up with some Buddy Holly too. And I play a lot of it in my shows too now. So there's a time I'll pull out some 50s music, and so I'll play like Peggy Sue or Maybe Baby or stuff like that, or Oh Boy. And those are all great.
Yeah, Buddy Holly's a fun one. You know, he had a lot of influence in a very short period of time.
Yeah, no kidding. He had an awesome catalog of music.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, I love too that, you know, your influences, you know, obviously if people were going to put you in a genre, it'd be Americana, right?
Right.
But you twist on it. And that's why, you know, a lot of, like, there's a Neil Young in your songwriting.
Thank you.
Right. Because Neil was one of those guys that he, you know, even though it was in like Crosby, Stills and Nash on his own, he had his own way of doing things. And that's what you're like. Like you kind of fit in a genre, but you're not. Like Neil didn't. Like Neil could be rock. He could be folk. He could be Americana.
That's he what he wants. He does what he wants to.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Right. I think as a songwriter, it's nice to have that freedom to be able to express yourself and write, you know, in any kind of style. And you know what, you know, your genre is, but it's nice to kind of go outside of that every now and then. And I really love all kinds of music, so it's hard for me to stay in one little box.
I can relate to that. That was always my problem. Again, going back to the 80s, there was a period where I felt like, well, I just got to be a metal guitarist. It doesn't matter that I like all these other musicians. And so you always feel like you kind of fit in the box, but the reality is I loved it all.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. And like when I'm writing now, you know, just whatever comes out, is what I'm going with, you know. So if it's a rock song, I'm going rock. If it's country, I'm gonna go country. So
love it.
Gotta love it. What's that noise?
Where's I don't that coming?
Know. I don't... One of those where we have to go on mute and see who it is.
Yeah. I put the cat away so I know it's not on my
go on mute real quick, Stormy, just real quick. I just want to see if it's all right, it's gone. So I guess one by one.
Oh, you wait, mean to mute
too? Yeah, why don't you mute?
Yeah, I'm back. Quick.
I just want to see. I'm going to go mute too, and then we'll go in order here. Once everybody's muted. Again, one. Is it happening now? Happening now? Happening now? No. Malachi, open yours up.
All right.
All right, so that's where it's coming from, I think. Or yeah, Gris.
It just sounds like a sound like a...
It's like, do you hear it, Malachi? There's like a
crumpling. I do hear it, yeah. I'm using my internal microphone for my iPhone.
Well, that mic you have right there in front of you, does that work or not? Will not work in the...
It's just for looks.
Gotta love it.
Yeah. I mean, look, he knocked that song out of the park and he wasn't even using his mic. We probably would have died if he used his mic.
Just think of what it would have sounded like with reverb.
No. Yeah, I love it when an artist can just guitar, vocals, nothing else. I mean, that tells you a whole lot right there.
Do me a favor, Malachi, because I don't want to short this. I don't know if there's a way. Do you have like headphones or something you can plug in? I'm wondering if that's where it's coming from.
Let me see maybe, what I can do.
Or leave and come back, maybe.
I'll leave and come back.
It could be that. Something, reestablish a connection,
All right, so Malachi should be back. But I'll tell you what, you know those moments you get when you're like floating? When he was doing Tuesday Afternoon, that's how I felt.
Like that song has an incredible bass line, so I was kind of curious how he was going to carry it without the bass part in there, and he did great. It translates to an acoustic song perfectly.
Watch it on YouTube. I mean, him and the acoustic, it's just unbelievable.
I mean, seriously, next time you listen to it, listen closely to the bass line.
Yes, on my lunch hour, I was watching it.
Hey, guys, I'm back.
You sound better.
Yep.
Yeah.
No more underwater.
Don, what I liked about Tuesday Afternoon is that song actually has an incredible bass line that it plays an important role in the song. So I was kind of curious how it would translate with that. You did an incredible job. It translates perfectly for just an acoustic guitar.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I did that early on. I started playing that dun 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 dun, you know, part.
Right.
And just tried to incorporate that a little bit.
Yep.
Head's getting hot, Dean. I don't know how you do it. I was trying to match Dean because
you Stormy must have more hair up top than me.
Because Stormy and Grizz have matched like 2 weeks in a row. They're not even talking to each other, like to say what we're going to wear.
Yeah, right. Like, Dean with, but now that we color coordinate.
We do.
Well, let's get to the one of the main reasons you're here is you're debuting a video here called Too Soon, and really based on current events of the world and social media keyboard warriors, right?
That's right.
Keyboard people that can hide behind a keyboard and be whoever they want to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. But then the title is called Too Soon, right?
Too soon.
Yeah, too soon. So, yeah, that's interesting. When you're talking about those topics and too soon, is it too soon that we all got this stuff?
Well, you can interpret it any way you want to.
Sure. He's like, sure.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. I like that idea. Yeah. You know, I think that, you know, life comes and goes too soon. So for me, it's like there's no time for that. There's no time for hiding behind, you know, a computer or, you know, we want to be honest and authentic and real with people and, you know, be genuine and say things that, you know, that and be kind to people. So That's what that's all about. And life's too short to be mean and rude and all that good stuff. Bad stuff.
Right. Well, yep. You're right. Well, the reason that the other two soon hit me was mm-hmm. I thought about the fact that, you know, I'm a Gen Xer. Like most of us here are. And if this stuff had come out back then, it would have started with our generation. Like, we make fun of this generation. Like, oh, I'll tell you right then, we would have been a mess. If we had the Facebooks and cell phones that had pictures on them, we would have been all messed up back then. It would have started with us back then.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Right? It's just funny. It was probably a great thing to happen to stay connected, but it's also the worst thing that could happen.
It is. It's double-edged sword.
Yeah.
I'm definitely grateful, you know, for the technology, you know, that we get to chat like this and
yes.
video on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube.
Absolutely. That's
amazing. But it's opened up a whole nother can of worms, so to speak.
Well, it's the saying, the road to hell's paved with good intentions.
Well, you know, it's interesting because in the 90s where Grizz and I were close friends listening to music, we used to sit there and go, man, I just wish there was a way we could have all this music like easily get to. Because you're buying CDs and you're like breaking all your money on CDs and you have to carry your CDs and cassettes everywhere. And now
you got to have somewhere to put them.
Doesn't the music not feel as, I don't know, special is the right word. When you had the days where you had the vinyl, you know, you had to go to the store, you had to buy it, went to the bag, you took it home. It felt like the music actually meant more because of that. Because if you lost it or broke that record, you know, you can listen to anything you want nowadays at a drop of a hat. That's cool.
Yeah. And you can't lose it because it's on a cloud.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. Don't get me wrong, but I do sometimes wonder if we lose something as a result, too.
Or it gets eaten in your tape player. That was the worst feeling. You're listening to your favorite song, and you're like, no!
You get out the pencil, and you start.
Yep. Yeah, the dog eats it. You know?
Exactly.
You
remember
the smell of the paper on a cassette? The
yes.
There's a smell to it.
I thought I was the only one who smelled that stuff. No.
Yeah.
Right.
I can smell it as you're speaking of it. Yes.
Yeah.
No. It's a new like plastic.
And it goes away like new car smell. You know.
Yep. Yes. Well,
I would say that one thing that is special about those days were you remember when you bought or got the album. God, like in digital, you don't. No, you just like, oh, it's there. Oh, let's go listen to it. I remember going to the record store and buying that album because I heard the song.
It was an experience.
Yeah, it was a whole experience. Yeah. That's what I miss, and that's what I feel sorry for the generation where they don't get that feeling. Like Tuesday, it's the afternoon. Yeah. Tuesday was record release day, right? So you sat there and went, oh my God, my band's album's coming out Tuesday. I can't wait. And you'd wait. And you'd go to the store when it opened and you'd buy it. But there was the days like if it was a band like Guns N' Roses, they were releasing their thing at midnight. People were camped out of the record store at midnight waiting to buy the record.
Yeah.
So, those are going to be memories that people are going to take with them the rest of their lives.
I still have them.
Right.
Yeah.
See, look, your song has invoked Malachi. We went on like a 15-minute tangent.
I love it. This is amazing. It's bringing back memories for me too. You know, I grew up with a lot of records and, you know, so my dad had a huge record collection and I remember opening that record cabinet and the smell of those records. There's nothing like that. And those covers are great. You can't get that with anything else.
No. Album art. Yeah.
What's one special memory you have of opening that cabinet and pulling it out and the other record that stands out to you when,
I do. There was a lot of Beatles records. And so I will pull out some, I think it was a record, Something New was the record, but it was the UK version. It was the Parlophone version. And so it had the yellow label, which was the original mono recording. And I just had the slick cover on it. Just amazing.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Today, you know, you just press play, you get it. But there's something about when you have to grab it, take it out, put it on, you know, you're looking at the cover the whole time. It is like Chris says, it's the experience. It's the whole experience.
Even some of the album covers had textures. I remember, you know, like the Eagles' Greatest Hits had the Eagle. Yeah. It was like raised up, you know, like you could feel it. Like, how cool is that? You don't get that anymore.
You don't. And even the gatefold covers were pretty cool too. You know,
you
slide the album inside the jacket instead of pull it out, you know.
Exactly.
So,
Stormy, what's a vinyl you remember? Pulling out
Striper, the white vinyl.
Striper.
The Command. Yeah,
it's awesome.
Cool.
And Pop Queen the off. Game, the lyrics going all over that. Yeah, those are two stick out.
Which one? What was the second one?
Queen the Game.
Oh, the game. I love that song.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that song too. The title track, Play the Game. Anyway.
Yes.
See, again, look what you do, Malachi. You got us. That's what music does, right?
We could talk about this all night.
We could.
And you know, it goes back to the whole life is short, love music, right?
Exactly.
Well, let's do this. I want to play it here too soon. Mm-hmm. And it's not too soon to play it. right?
Right on time.
Grizz is like, he does it again with his puns. He's got to stop it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll have to use that.
All right. So this is what I got here. It starts with you standing before a countdown clock.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
And something's getting tossed to you.
Yes.
Yeah. You got to talk about this video a little bit, too, when we get to it here. So I'm going to hit mute here and to keep the echo from happening. And here we go. We're going to play a little bit of this. This is Too Soon. Is it showing up? Why does it look like a white screen? Let me play it a little and make sure it works. Is it working? Uh-oh. So let me bring this back here real quick. Are you seeing it? It looks like a white screen to me.
No.
Yeah, white screen.
Hmm. Let me remove it. What's going on here? It's not going to be good if I can't.
It was a really easy video to make.
Oh, let me try it on a different screen here. Let me try this. Let me see if this works. Let me reshare it. Because that would be a bummer.
Yeah.
That looks better. I see it now. All right, let's do this. I'm going to hit remute again. And now I think we're ready. So we're going to play a little bit of the video here. And the song, This Is Too Soon. Here we go.
There's a storm of confusion thundering through my brain. Windy words are blowing like a hallelujah hurricane. Written in sand, opinions of man wash out to sea. Friends say what they feel, I keep it real, not sure what to believe. No great philosophy, words that haven't been said. Too soon. Life comes and goes too soon. Yeah, I dreamed I was the only one on a lonely island. By myself, I found wealth and being open-minded. Truth was the anchor that freed me from fear. There was no doubt what life was about in the silence I could hear. No great philosophy or words that haven't been said. No need to calculate the thoughts running through my head. I'm not the smartest guy in the room. I gotta say, it's okay if you sing a different tune.
jacket, tread away from what's been said. Let the waves keep on crashing, let them make their noise. When there's nothing to say, drift away, a shipwreck to avoid. No great philosophy or words that haven't been said.
Gotta love green screen. It's a beautiful thing. There it is.
Oh, too soon. God, that was so funny.
That was a great video.
That was fun.
Oh, Malachi, let me get him off mute here. Oh, okay, you can hear us, right?
Yes.
Yes. I love this. I just want to see some of the comments here. Wait, so, can't wait to see his music videos. Oh, that was just before it aired. And Nicole said, thanks for the video premiere. Such a fun, lighthearted video.
It was. I love the way that the paired. Very fun visual with a very important, relevant message.
Yeah.
Thank you. We're kind of trying to decide, you know, what to do because there's so many things, you know, in the lyric. So it was kind of like, boy, do we go to the ocean to film that? Or we just go to the university down the street and use their green screen?
No, I loved it. I mean, as I was watching it, because you could take the song and make it a very serious video, but there was something about, and one of the things I thought about, I don't know if this was intentional or not, but it also felt like, you know, because we live in this social media world and there's all this different content out there, you were incorporating that type of feel as if, you know, this was just all social media content being mixed in there, whether it's, you know, video of the ocean, people dancing, all of that. So it just made it fun.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, we wanted it to be fun. It's a serious message, but we thought, you know, let's make it lighthearted. So
I think you achieved that goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well done.
You definitely did that. Yeah, there were moments in there where you just can't help but laugh and
right, or the monkey, or the gorilla, whatever that was. That
the monkey hopping like a rabbit.
Yeah. Storm.
I like when the guy's eating the sub in the car, and you're like in the passenger. Like, what's funny about it is, it's obviously it's a green screen where you're just standing there.
Yeah,
but it's like that's what makes it funny, is you just all these places that you're not.
Yeah, when I first saw that and when I was hopping across the screen, I was like, wow, is that really me? You know, my buddy Jared Pike produced the video, and so he was really instrumental in like helping me, you know, do all these motions. And he had like this vision in his mind already, you know, that he wanted to accomplish. So it was, hey, you know, Malachi, do this. Malachi, do that. And then, so I was just kind of doing all kinds of different stuff.
Amazing. Yeah. Truly amazing. Truly amazing. Again, it's dropping tomorrow, right?
Yes. Coming out tomorrow. I can't wait.
How about this? So it's out there. I want everybody to go get it. Share it. I mean, it's a beautiful song too, and that's just what Francine says here. Great message, real feel good video, love it. See,
it's a great message.
So to sign us off, Malachi, do you have another song? Do you have another song in you live or no?
Oh sure, yeah.
What are you vibing with?
Well,
what are you feeling? I mean, you got so many choices. You do so many things. Like, if you go to his YouTube, I want everybody to do this later. Go to his YouTube. You could spend 3 days just going through his covers. From, you even do Your Song by Elton John. Mm. You do a Peter and Gordon. You do Jethro Tull. You do Mike Arlo Guthrie, Neil Young. I'm just going through all your different things here. Jim Croce, I Got a Name, which is a song I love. Gordon Lightfoot, you do amazing.
Gordon Lightfoot.
Yeah, can you do Gordon Lightfoot? You do that actually amazing because he's got a deep voice, but your voice fits him. Believe me.
Well, I could probably do that.
Or do what you want.
Or do what you want. Whatever you're feeling right now.
Okay, I'm feeling this one. I want to play for you.
Oh, a harmonica.
Nice.
Ooh. We'll try this one out.
Do it.
And I want to thank you guys for premiering my new video. That's really an honor to have that.
We want you back to do more
honor for
music.
Us.
Yes, it's an honor for us too. Yeah, absolutely, Stormy.
Thank you. All right, here's a Neil Young song.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Wow.
Can you imagine, like, you go to a place and you go to sit down and you don't know who Malachi is and he starts playing like that? You wouldn't talk. There's no way people talk when you perform. If they do, they're idiots. Right?
Or they don't like music.
Or they don't like music because, my God, I'd be like, dude, I'm not even going to eat. I can't eat. This guy's playing.
Thank you. That's a huge compliment. Thank you so much.
I'm dead serious, man. You're amazing. I mean, not to mention, and I want people to go check out his originals too. He's got other originals out there. They're so good too. In fact, we got to have you back to just focus on your originals.
That'd be great. I'd love to talk about them. I've been writing some new stuff all the time. So looking forward to sharing those new songs with you too.
Yeah, that's what I want to do is when you got more out, then we'll come back and we're just going to focus on your originals.
Awesome.
Yeah, you know, I fanboyed a little on your Tuesday afternoon. I couldn't help
it. That's okay.
That's but I, as I said, everyone, go check out his YouTube and just scroll through. I mean, even does Dire Straits for Pete's sake.
Yeah. Do the Walk of Life.
The Walk of Life.
Yeah.
You know? Here comes Johnny gonna tell you a story. I love that song.
Me too. So like, you know, during the pandemic, my wife and I, you know, she inspired me to do some just YouTube covers. And I thought, well, I'm just going to use what I have here at home. And so I would try to do a video, you know, almost every day and do a video with it. So I would be doing the studio work, you know, basically every day and making some, you know, loops and, you know, playing electric guitar, you know, pretending to play bass on the acoustic guitar, making it sound like a bass guitar. And the video Walk of Life actually has my wife in it. And so we had some fun with that. So you check it out for sure.
Wow. She appears in it?
She appears in it, yeah.
In the black and white video that's up here?
Yes.
You care before we go, do I play a little bit of the actual video?
Not at all.
Let's do awesome. That. Because I love this song. Mark Knopfler doesn't get the praise enough.
No, he doesn't.
No. Right. How
great of a musician he is.
I agree. Totally.
Holy moly. Mark Knopfler is something else. It's not that easy Brothers stuff, in Arms. That Brothers in Arms album's out of control.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and don't forget he did the Princess Bride soundtrack too, which is phenomenal.
I know, right?
Wow.
I did not know that.
he's done a ton of soundtracks, but yeah, the Princess Bride, beautiful soundtrack.
Wow.
Oh, I'm going to have to check that out.
So it's, and your handle with care. Oh my God. You sound like George Harrison for God's sake.
I love George.
Yeah. Well, you do. I mean, if you close your eyes, you think George Harrison's in the room. All right, so let's do this. So let's play this as a swan song. It's overtime, but let's do this because it's worth it. This is Walk of Life. Let's play this for everybody. I had to throw that part in there. You know, it's the reason that song got stuck in my head is I was out of place. And if anybody, I know Gen X people will know this, MTV generation, but the music video was sports bloopers, which I never was an interesting thing for being a UK influenced band.
It that wasn't American. The original video. They made that specifically for Americans. The original video is Street Buskers in London.
Oh, wow.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah,
that's what it was all about.
They thought Americans were sports crazy, so they made a video just for us.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, well, I was in a sports bar and they were playing that the video again. That brought back so many memories because I remember that. So, and then you just delivered it so well, and I had to wait till she was walking across the lawn with you.
Yeah.
That's great.
I sped it up at the end. It's kind of funny if you watch it some other time if you want, but it's
like Benny Hill, like a Benny Hill thing.
Yeah, it's a Benny Hill.
Oh,
thing.
That's awesome. Oh, he's slapping me.
Yeah.
Yakety sax. The yakety sax.
You can just hear it when that. Yeah.
That's awesome. Oh man, dude. Like I said, Malachi, you're awesome, and we got to have you back to go through your originals when you got more songs. Come back.
Yes.
But this was a pleasure to have you here, man.
Absolutely.
Thank you for debuting it with us.
It's my honor. Thank you for putting it out there and for people to see. I've been really excited about speaking with all of you, and thanks for taking the time tonight to do that.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah, I look forward to coming back.
You better.
Yeah, can't wait.
I'm running away now. Yeah. You're part of it.
Thank you.
We'll come hunt you down. We're like, hey, you haven't been back in 6 months. What's your problem?
Yeah. Hunt me down.
It's going to be serious.
For sure. If you're going to be in Florida this winter, come see me at a live gig.
Wait, where are you?
I'll be in Sebring, Florida. That's where I'll be based out of. And then I'm going to be playing a little bit in that area, and also Lake Placid area. Punta Gorda, some in possibly Naples. So come out and see me. That'd be awesome.
Well, I live in Tampa.
Oh, you live in Tampa?
I live in Tampa, and I go to Punta Gorda to the Fisherman's Village there. So
yeah, it's a great place.
Yeah. So, hey, I might be meeting you in person then.
I would love that. We should have coffee if you like coffee.
We love coffee.
All right.
Joffrey's is in Tampa. That's where they're from. So if you have Joffrey's coffee.
Okay.
That's it. All right. Sorry, I didn't mean to turn this into a commercial. So. All right.
Well, brought to you by.
Yeah, brought to you by. Hey, yeah. Joffrey's, if you want to sponsor, this is great. I'll hold the cup up and everything.
That's right.
Thank you. Thanks for everyone to be here. Thank you, Sherry. Thank you for a great interview with Malachi. And thank you, Malachi, for great music. Such a pleasure.
Pleasure.
Great Thanks message to end on. Thanks everyone for watching. Thank you, Malachi. Thank you, Dean, Grizz, Stormy.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Malachi.
Be safe.
Thanks, listen everybody. To music.